As I said at the start of the show, we know this technology has been used for everything from medical devices to car parts, even entire prosthetic limbs being printed these days. But an entire house made out of 3D printed concrete. That is now a reality in Eindhoven in the Netherlands, where retired shopkeepers Elise Lutz and Harry Dekkers took over the keys a couple of days ago to their brand new home. It was a project by a number of parties, including the construction design and manufacturing group Saint-Gobain Weber Bemix. And their South African Saint-Gobain representative, De Leon Berger, is with us on the line. He's their head of marketing. Very exciting news, and great to see the pictures of what looks something like a sort of a blend between very futuristic design, De Leon, and also very old-fashioned design, because there's something about the look of the building that reminded me of being carved out of a cave. So it's kind of 20 years into the future and a couple of centuries into the past at the same time. How long did it take to actually to produce this house?
Hey, Papa, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It really does look somehow futuristic and yet not, right? So. Yeah. It took them just over a year. Obviously, the project is not yet completed, but this is the first of five that will be built. And you know, it's a really great process, in part because they're looking to iterate. They're doing the first one, learning from that one, and then they'll apply those learnings into the next. And by the end, there will actually be some multi-story dwellings as well.
De Leon, a year to complete, but that was for the entire fitting of the house. My understanding is that the actual framework, the layer upon layer of the 24 parts that make up the actual building shell, was done in only 5 days. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, I'm giving you full scope there. And you know, that was part of the difference with this particular 3D printed home. And there have been, as you said in the introduction, you know, many other 3D printed buildings, none yet exactly like this, and it was in part because it was done off-site. So they did it in the printing hall, and that was part of the challenge as well. Some of the benefit of it, obviously, is that you don't have to be as concerned about the variations in setting times or concrete if you were to do it on-site, mm-hmm. But it also has the other side of the challenge of taking those rather big pieces and those layers to site and then assembling on-site.
So it can be done a lot more quickly this way. What about the cost of building this way? One assumes, Leon, it would have to be cost effective for somebody to consider investing in this project going forward. Down the line, once you've perfected the technique, is this going to be a much cheaper way of building?
So that is their goal. But I think exactly also what you've said is we're not there yet, right? So it's proof of concept. We're getting there. At the end of the day, one of the big benefits of this is that it's a very quick way to build, like you said. So by the end of, we're saying probably in around 10 years, it'll be quite a common occurrence. If everything goes mm-hmm. according to plan, it'll be a common occurrence, and then the cost will come down. But you also understand that, you know, the way that they're building it now, these are highly efficient homes, energy efficient homes, you know, and that's part of what Saint-Gobain's trying to do, is create sustainable homes that are comfortable to live in, that reduce energy consumption. You know, we've got a general social issue of climate control, and we need to overcome that, and this is part of that solution.
Final question, Leon, is you say 10 years away from it being in common use around the world. How far are we away from being able to do something like this here in South Africa?
Ooh, that is the question. Potentially not too far away. It's not that we've got the machinery here just yet, but you know, our appetite, and Saint-Gobain in particular, being at the forefront of these innovations, we're quite keen. So I can't give you a definitive answer, unfortunately, Pippa, but I don't think too far away.
That's good news indeed. Thanks so much for chatting to us. De Leon Berger, the head of marketing for Saint-Gobain South Africa, the global group, part of a mix of several different parties, including the University of Eindhoven, behind this project. If you'd like to check it out, my producer is going to tweet a photograph for you at Cape Talk, but you can also visit the website 3dprintedhouse.nl, and it's the digit 3, the letter D, printedhouse.nl, to check it out for yourself.